Week 1 of high school football wrapped up Saturday with most area teams having a successful opening game. On Thursday, Pickford Panthers welcomed in the Snowbirds from Gaylord St. Mary. Snowbirds were no match as the Panthers dominated them, winning 40-22 in an 8-man matchup. Before the game, there was a brief celebration of 75 years of Panther football. Two members of that original 1948 team, Jim Rutledge and Fred Rowan, were present and participated in the coin toss at midfield to start the game. There were a handful of games Friday, with the Sioux Blue Devils hosting the St. Clair Shores Lake Shore Shoreians, suburb of Detroit. Blue Devils made a statement in this one, blowing out the Shoreians 49-0. Other results from Friday. St. Ignace Saints traveled to Sutton's Bay and left with a 48-6 blasting of the Norsemen. This is the first year for the Saints playing in 8-man football. Cedarville, Detour Islanders made the trip to Superior Central and came back home with a 40-0 win in 8-man football. Brimley Bay made the venture west down M28 to play the Newberry Indians in an 8-man battle. This was a high-scoring affair with over 110 points scored. The final in this one, 72-42, with Newberry coming out on top. The Munising Mustangs were a thorn in the back of many last year, including the Rudyard Bulldogs. The Bulldogs got revenge beating the Mustangs Friday evening in Munising with a score of 47-6 in another 8-man game. There was one local game on Saturday, with the Rapid River Rockets visiting the Eagles of Engadine. Engadine struggled in this one, losing 42-14.